This is a very difficult gotcha type question for obs and gyne for 2CK. Yet again, the USMLE for the step one NBMEs throws occasional clinical esque questions in there. So if you're studying for 2CK or you want a 250 plus on step one, this question is going to provide you good value because, as I said, it's a gotcha point. Okay, you're going to be like, what the fuck? That's why I'm doing this, okay? So before I get into the question, if this is the first time you're stopping by my channel, I really appreciate it. So why don't you hit that subscribe button on the bottom right there? Give this video a like. Really appreciate it. So we have this 27-year-old woman. She has a 3-day history of right breast pain. She's got a fever. She's febrile at 1013. And this is the key part of the question, right? It says she has a red, warm, tender, non-fluctuant mass, non-fluctuant. Doesn't say fluctuant, okay? It says non-fluctuant. This isn't me doing this for entertainment. This is what is on the 2CK OBS-GYN component. So students read this, they just say red, warm, tender, like there's a mass, like she's got a fever, abscess, OMG. They click abscess. Wrong fucking answer, okay? They say non-fluctuant mass. This is mastitis. Now, instantaneously, students say, what the fuck? Like, how's that possible? Because when you hear of mastitis, especially when you're studying for step one, you classically think, okay, breastfeeding woman, red cracked fissured nipple, staph aureus, continue breastfeeding through the affected breast, and you can give her oral dicloxacillin or oral ceflexin. It's safe for the baby, even in small amounts in breast milk. But that's your classic mastitis. That would be 9 out of 10 questions on mastitis. Okay? However, once again, it's not my opinion. It's what's on the OBS-GYN component. There's a question floating around on the OBGYN forums where they give you pretty much this exact same presentation. They say non-fluctuant mass, answer is mastitis. Now, your learning point is that mastitis need not be that classic red cracked fissure nipple. It can be a non-fluctuant mass of the breast that's red, warm, okay? So if they say fluctuant abscess, you're gonna drain it. Drainage is always the answer for abscesses that are subcutaneous. And if it's non-fluctuant, it's mastitis. Now, I'm just going to go through some other high yield points right now, real quick for you. Ductal ectasia, this is going to be the answer on the USMLE if you get an inverted nipple. Okay, that's it. That's literally it. So their ectasia just means dilation of a duct. Okay, ectasia, ectatic, like bronchiectasis in the lungs, right? Like ectatic dilated airways. Well, ductal ectasia, dilated ducts. Okay, and you're just going to get an inverted nipple. I've never seen it present differently from that. And if it does, holy shit, we learn something new every day. But at least for now, inverted nipple, ductal ectasia. Choice C, fibrocystic change. This is obviously very high yield and has numerous presentations. Your classic textbook one is, your bilateral breast tenderness slash pain in a young woman, generally under 30, waxes and wanes with the menstrual cycle. It's benign. You don't have to treat it, okay? That and you can get on histo blue dome cysts and sclerosing adenosis, apocrine metaplasia. Now, the value is that on the 2CK OBGYN forms, there's two other presentations I've seen for fibrocystic change. The first is they're going to give you like a 25-year-old woman. They're going to say she just has sharp pain in her left breast. That's it. It's not bilateral. They just say sharp unilateral breast pain. Answer, fibrocystic change. You're like, what the fuck? I thought it was bilateral waxing, waning tenderness. Well, you got to be open to expanding your perspective on what these presentations are going to be. So, and then the other presentation I've seen, and this one's even more fucked up. I think it's on form 6 for OBGYN. They literally say there's like a 42-year-old woman who has a painless cyst in one of her breasts that drains a brown serousy fluid. And the answer is just fibrocystic change. As I said, fucked up. You get the question. You're like, what the fuck? That's the situation. Okay. And then galactosial, this one can be confused for abscess. Now, what they're going to do is tell you there's a woman who is recently breastfeeding, and they're going to say she has a fluctuant, so it sounds like abscess. They're going to say she has a fluctuant mass either below the nipple or lateral to the nipple, okay, in the areola. And they're going to say it's a warm, sorry, they're not going to say it's warm. They're going to say she has a tender fluctuant mass. That's it. Tender fluctuant mass just below or lateral to the nipple, and it sounds like an abscess, but they won't say it's warm, they won't say it's red, and she won't have a fever. Okay? Not an abscess, it's galactosele, it's just milk retention within one of the ducts. Okay? It's just a collection of milk within a duct, that's galactosele. It's not red, it's not warm, and the patient is not febrile. Okay? It can be fluctuant and just tender, and she was recently breastfeeding. That's galactosele. Inflammatory carcinoma, this one's going to be the pus d'orange, so you can have a painful upper outer quadrant. You can. And you can have redness. It can literally look like an infection, but they're going to say pus d'orange. Okay, that's your classic modeling of the skin due to the Cooper ligaments. That's actually in one of the step 1 NBMEs as well. You need to know Cooper ligaments within the breast. When you have the lymphatic insufficiency with the carcinoma, you can get the abnormal appearance of the skin because of the ligaments that are present there called Cooper ligaments. But that's inflammatory carcinoma if the question gives you pus d'orange. And as we talked about, this one's obviously mastitis, okay? That's your short clip here. I'm obviously going to make more content. You know the deal. So if you like my stuff, subscribe to my channel. And I appreciate your time. That's it.